Stage 773 in Chicago, Illinois. It's the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza.
Break out the china and that new bearskin rug. Soak up the fire and give your daddy a hug. Now make yourself comfy and open your ears for the greatest show you're bound to hear in years.
We'll go sailing the high seas and shoot through the stars. Fight off some bad guys and maybe visit Mars. All these adventures you'll soon come to know.
Thanks to the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show.
We know all things are possible if we can just believe in Bronson's Lozenges.
Siblings, invite all your friends. It's time for a fun time where adventure never ends. Bring in your grandpa and why not your dog? Don't let your neighbor sit there like a bump on a log.
So forget all the bad times, cause good times are here. We turn from boring life now to excitement we steer. We'll laugh and we'll cry at the high times and low.
Here on the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show. That's right, the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show. Time for the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show.
We're on the air!
This episode of the Rogers Sisters was recorded live at Stage 773 in Chicago, Illinois! America's favorite singing sisters, but by night, they are the Allies' secret weapon. They are three fearless, specially trained operatives aimed at the heart of the Axis powers. They are...
The Rogers Sisters!
With ace pilot, Franny Rogers.
Oh, you'll believe a girl can fly.
Field medic, Connie Rogers.
The doctor is in.
Infiltration expert, Dory Rogers.
There ain't nothing I can't get past.
Together with their Canadian manager, Andy Boswell.
Yeah, let's get him, eh?
They fight to make the world safer for democracy and big band music one day at a time. They are...
The Rogers Sisters.
Tonight's adventure, a monster in Paris.
Cause when we're together, whatever the endeavor, sugar and spice are both nice. But sugar is better.
The troops really liked our new song.
Holy Hannah, they were going so crazy, I thought they were gonna tear the roof off this place.
Luckily, music can soothe the savage beast. Mm-hmm. By the way, Franny, did you see that lieutenant that was giving the eye to Connie?
What? No, he wasn't. Come on, Dory, really? No, he was probably looking at you.
No, I'm serious, Connie. He was definitely interested.
Wow, really? Which one? Was it the tall, dark, handsome one in the first row? Ooh, or the one with the chestnut hair in the second row?
Dory!
What? Oh, sorry, Franny.
Don't apologize to me. Apologize to Connie.
Why are you always picking on me, Dory?
Oh, you make it pretty easy.
Well, no, I don't.
You'll believe anything anyone tells you.
No, I don't. Well, yeah, I guess that I do now that you mention it.
See what I mean?
Oh, you're heartless. You know that? Just heartless.
Girls, girls!
Hi, Andy.
Gosh, what a great show.
Thanks, Andy. Say, are you all right?
Oh, yeah. I'm just homesick. I miss Canada.
Oh. Horse feathers. Is there anything we can do to help?
Oh, no. You gals are sweet to offer. I would do just about anything to watch a hockey game right now, though, or have some flapjacks with maple syrup.
We could sing the Canadian national anthem if you like.
Oh, gosh, that'd be just swell.
Oh.
Oh, no. I just remembered, we don't have time to sing the Canadian national anthem in English and then French. You gals have got a mission from top brass.
Holy Hannah. What is it?
Well, Franny, top brass is an expression that refers to the higher-ups that give us orders.
Gee, thanks for clearing that up, Andy.
Oh, no problem whatsoever.
Andy, I think Franny was trying to ask what the mission is.
Oh, you gals are going to Paris. In France.
Jeepers! You mean it?
Wow, France! Just think of the art.
And the food!
And the fellas. Mm.
Dory.
What? It's the accents. They get me every time.
So, what's the plan?
Well, Franny is gonna fly us across the Atlantic, and then you two are gonna parachute in.
Wait, you two? As in myself and my dearest sister, Dorothy?
Just the two of us, doing a mission, alone, together?
Yup. The area is a hotbed right now, so we won't be able to land the plane.
Andy, I don't want to question top brass, but me and Connie working together, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We're a team. All of us.
Yeah.
But Connie and I, as a duo, not a great plan.
Yeah.
She's so naive and gullible.
Yeah!
Sweet.
Wait a minute. You're saying those are bad things?
If we're going into enemy territory, we're gonna need stealth and cunning and guile. None of which Connie is capable of.
Hey, I can be stealthy and cunning and guiley.
Guiley?
Golly! Gals, you're gonna need to find a way to work together because we have an injured man in Paris who tried to deal with a problem.
A problem?
A big problem.
What's the big problem, Andy?
A large 8-foot-tall monster running amok in the streets of Paris.
Oh, a monster. Holy Hannah. You gals be careful. Watch out for one another.
We will, Franny. I promise I will protect Dory.
Wow, I feel so safe.
Oh, good.
You gals ready to go?
You betcha.
Later, over the Atlantic, the girls prepare for the drop.
All right, gals, we'll be over the drop site in a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
Have you got your parachutes?
You betcha.
Oh, we are high up.
Dory, are you ready?
Oh, I'm peachy.
Good, I thought you might be nervous.
Nervous? Why on earth would you say that?
Well, we're about to jump out of a plane, and then there's your paralyzing fear of heights.
All right, girls, our man on the ground will meet you at a cafe called Le Faux.
Oh, Andy, how are we gonna know our contact?
Oh, well, he's almost 7 feet tall, he's got blonde hair, blue eyes, and he has super strength, and he has a weird thing for liberty.
You don't mean Teddy Delaware?
That's right! Teddy Delaware, the patriotic protector of Lady Liberty. Once a young, brave soldier from Dover who volunteered for a top secret project for top brass called Project Q-Tip, Corporal Thaddeus Delaware was exposed to a top secret chemical known only as Compound Q, which turned him into a super-powered patriot from America's first state. He is Teddy Delaware.
Oh yeah, that's him. I couldn't think of his name for the life of me. I'm such a silly Canadian goose.
So Andy, Teddy is in trouble?
Oh yeah. Top brass reported that he got beat up really bad when a monster attacked. Have you got your medical bag ready, Connie?
Ready, Andy.
Dory, have you got your, guile all ready?
Ready. And I'm ready to jump out of this perfectly good airplane now.
Okay.
Oh, that's convenient. We're above the drop site now. You gals, be safe.
You betcha.
Good luck.
Dory?
Yes, honey?
You're not going to try to make a move on Teddy Delaware again, are you?
Is now really the time?
Well, we're falling, and I thought no time like the present.
I don't know. He seemed more into Lady Liberty than either of us.
True. Say, is she a real person or more of a concept?
I'm pretty sure she's a concept.
Okay.
Wait, are you gonna make a move on him?
Dory, he's a patient, and my duty is to make him better.
Horse feathers, you're gonna Florence Nightingale it.
Shh, no, what? I don't even know what that means.
Connie, don't you dare.
Why, because you want to walk in there and use your deep, sultry voice to seduce him?
I don't know what picking a fight?
That's right, I'm fighting!
All right, this has been a long time coming, Connie.
Well, I'll knock your lights
out! I'd love to see you try it.
Oh, fall a little closer to me and you'll see.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Why did you say uh-oh?
Pull your chute.
Why?
Because we're about to land.
Oh. Ah! Connie?
Yeah, Dory?
We need to stop fighting, or we're not going to be able to finish this mission.
Roger, but I'm still steamed.
Yeah, me too.
So let's just not talk during the mission.
We can fight again once I've saved Teddy.
Once I've saved Teddy and you've batted your eyes at some enemy soldiers.
You really think that's all I do?
If the shoe fits.
Well, it's better than playing doctor.
What is that supposed to mean?
You know exactly what that's supposed to mean.
Well, at least one good thing came out of this fight.
Yeah? What's that?
You forgot you were afraid of heights.
Oh. Hot dog.
Truce?
Truce. Say, it looks like we landed about a block away from where we were supposed to meet Teddy.
Mm-hmm. Look at this place. The buildings are in rubbles. The cars are overturned and the streets are completely empty. Oh, an army must have marched through here.
Not an army.
What then?
Him!
Oh no!
It's Chuckles!
The Cotton Leaf Harbor's genetically altered muscle! He must be the monster that Andy was talking about.
The Cotton Leaf Harbor must have let him loose on the city.
Oh, it wasn't the Cotton Leaf Harbor. It was I.
Agent Amore!
That's right, it's me, Agent Amore!
The Axis's most notorious Italian agent with a strange affinity for love.
See, and I have come to destroy this so-called city of love.
But why?
Because of my lover. He dumped me.
Who was your lover?
The Cotchenlieb Haber.
Really?
Really?
What?
Nothing.
He stole my heart, so I stole his monster. Chuckles, come here, boy.
Well, we're gonna stop you and your monster.
I'd like to see you try. Teddy Delaware was a no match for Chuckles. So what makes you think you can defeat my monster, powered by Compound Q?
Did you say Compound Q?
Say, isn't that the same stuff that gave Teddy his powers?
That's right. My dearest Cotchenlieb Haber stole the formula for Compound Q and added a little something called Compound E. For evil. After giving it to some poor captured American soldier, I got my precious little chuckle.
Chuckle.
I probably said too much, but it won't matter once Chucky Poo is done with you. Isn't that right, baby?
Baby?
Now who's a good boy?
Good boy.
See? That's right. Are you going to keep a leveling the city for mommy? See, I love my little monster. Oh, you got it. First, we're going to take care of you two, and then we're going to finish playing with Captain Delaware.
Delaware!
Now, Roger sisters. Roger sisters?
Huh?
Oh, where did they go?
I don't know.
Oh, you're no help.
Meanwhile, the girls sneak, unseen by Agent Amore, into Cafe Faux.
Looks like she didn't see us.
Of course she didn't. I am a master of stealth.
In those heels?
What? They're combat heels. You really want to start fighting again?
No, they just seem impractical for field work is all. They're cute, though.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Connie? Dory? Is that the Rogers sisters I hear?
Teddy! Where are you?
Back here, behind the counter.
Are you okay?
A-okay, Dory.
Oh, it's looking like you have a few broken ribs and a few scrapes. I'm gonna start bandaging you up.
Oh, I'll be fine. Don't worry about me. Thanks to the Compound Q running through my veins, I'll be all healed up in a matter of hours.
Sadly, I don't think we have that long.
Chuckles is still out there with Agent Amore.
Well, sadly, in my current state, I'm not going to be able to go toe-to-toe with the big lummox again. I've tried punching him, kicking him, throwing him through buildings. I hit him with a car. I even threw hot coffee in his face.
What about guns? Have you tried guns? We brought guns.
I tried shooting him, but getting shot just seemed to annoy him more than anything else. The savage beast just kept coming back for more.
Wait a minute. Did you say savage beast?
I did indeed.
Dory, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I sure am.
All right, here's the plan. Dory and I will distract Chuckles while Teddy, you're going to get into position, and then we're...
And so the Rogers sisters and Teddy Delaware worked out Connie's cunning plan. Agent Amore... And Chuckles continued destroying the city.
That's real good, Chuckles. Oh, you keep punching that mean old tree. Okay, Roger sisters, it's just a matter of time until we find you. Come out, wherever you are.
Stop right there, Agent Amore.
The Rogers sisters are here to stop you.
Oh, finally stop the hiding?
No more hiding. We're going to stop you and your monster.
Of course you are. You girls entertain yourself with Chuckles. And I'm going to go through the rubble of the city and steal some paintings from the Louvre. I need to hang something new over my fireplace. Ciao.
All right, Dory, you ready?
You betcha.
Oh, Chuckles.
Say there, soldier. You don't really want to attack us, do you?
Attack?
You seem like a sweet monster.
And deep down, you're a red-blooded American.
Now, Teddy!
Get him!
Sorry, Chuckles, but this bear hug is for your own good.
Hug?
Connie, are you sure this is gonna work?
Trust me, Dory. Hit it!
Sugar and spice, there's nothing quite like sugar and spice. Mixed together, they make everything nice.
Sugar's just fine, but I like things spicy, salty, and a little bit hot. Give me some time and I'll make you mine. Just let me in and we'll begin with some
sugar and spice. There's nothing quite like sugar and spice. Mixed together, they make everything nice.
Spice is all right, but I like things sweet. Give me the light-hearted fun. Show me your smile, it'll be worth your while. The doctor's in. Now let's begin your dose of
sugar and spice. There's nothing quite like sugar and spice. Mixed together, they make everything nice.
I like things spicy, but I'm sure you can see how spice could overwhelm you, then where would we be?
Well, I like things sweet, but I know you'll agree that sweet could make you sickly, and that would pain me.
But when you mix them together, then you'll shout, oh boy! 'Cause sugar and spice are here to bring you joy. We'll be your sugar and spice. There's nothing quite like sugar and spice. Mixed together, they make everything nice. 'Cause when we're together, whatever the endeavor, sugar and spice are both nice.
Sugar and spice.
Oh, well, it's okay, big guy. This will all be over soon.
Head hurts.
That was almost a complete sentence.
Well, hot dog, your song seemed to counteract compound E for evil.
Oh, he's shrinking.
How do you feel?
I feel great. Better than I've felt in months.
What's your name, handsome?
Chuckles! Ah! Oh. No, wait. My name is Yarns. Couple Lucky Yarns.
That's a great name.
Down, girl.
Sorry.
You can put me down now, Captain Delaware.
Oh, of course.
Hang on there, gosh darn minute. How do I get into Paris? The last thing I remembered, I was captured by someone called the Captain Pajama Hammer. And something like that, I don't remember. He injected me with all these different compounds, and then when things started getting kind of foggy...
Well, you're free from all that now.
Oh, applesauce, did I do this to Paris? Oh, hey,
stop punching that tree!
He really doesn't seem to like trees.
Now cool down, son. You couldn't help yourself.
Looks like you got to keep your super strength, though.
So what are you gonna do now?
What can I do? I'm a super-powered soldier, but with a healthy love for one Miss Lady Liberty. I'm gonna do whatever I can do to win this doggone war.
You are? And you do? And you will?
You betcha!
Lucky, would you... what I'm trying to say is... would you ever consider... Oh, I'm so bad at this.
I think what Captain Delaware is trying to ask is if you'd consider being his... sidekick.
What? You mean it? Me? Captain Delaware's sidekick?
Is that a yes?
You bet your bedimpled chin it is.
Yay. Well, gals, we should probably report into top brass and let them know that Amore got away, but Chuckles has been neutralized.
So, I wonder why they call you Chuckles.
Beats me.
Oh, boy. Well, bye, girls. Thanks for all your help.
Thanks for freeing me from the evil clutches of Agent Amore.
You betcha.
Connie, that was a great plan you came up with. You're more guile-y than I realized. I'm sorry I always pick on you.
Oh, I'm sorry if I get on your nerves sometimes.
Well, we can always put our differences aside whenever freedom is threatened.
And a bunch of Axis stooges needs a good punchin'.
Because we are
the Rogers Sisters!
So sad to be leaving, but alas, we must go. We hope you enjoyed our little radio show. When life gets depressing, look back on tonight and remember how we held off doom with all of our might.
So let's roll out the carpet and tuck in the kids. We had us some good times without any fits. We'll never come back and we'll have us a row.
Here at the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Show. Kids Extravaganza Radio Show. That's right, the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Show. Kids Extravaganza Radio Show. This was the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio.